Sometimes I can. Sometimes I can offer explanation. Ah, come on. You've found the heart of explanations. You've gotten exactly to the right spot for explanations. Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor with 780 years of experience, live with you this Saturday morning. It's November the 10th. It's a gorgeous day out there. Absolutely gorgeous. I'm a big, you know, a lot of folks, this whole, you know, changing the clocks thing throws a lot of folks a curveball. Some say, ah, we don't like it. Geez, just leave it the same. No. Because, let's see, right now it would be 7 o'clock. It'd be, oh, dark 30 still. I'd be going, come on. Come on, this is, I love being up. See these sunrise. Sunrise was gorgeous this morning, absolutely fantastic. I hope you had the chance, and if you did not, maybe tomorrow you'll give it a go. So welcome. If you're a loyal listener to More Than Money, then you know exactly how the next couple of hours is going to go. We're going to answer tons of questions. Bucket O questions is what we're going to answer. Some of which are going to come by the phone lines. That's the old school, traditional, very effective method. And if you call 610-720-7900, you'll be talking to the lovely, lovely and talented John Elliott. And then you get to talk to Gene. And if you want to use your real name, great. If you don't, that's cool too. If you want to tell John your question, he'll make sure we get some details, and we'll give you the very best information that we can. If you are unable to call for lots of reasons, maybe you're traveling or maybe you're at work and the boss kind of frowns on you doing the whole personal thing, you know, so just send me an email. How's he going to know? He's not that bright anyway. Come on. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. That works very well indeed, and particularly if you've got lots of detail that you'd like to go through, gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. And if you have someone that you care about that's further afield and you're fearful they're not going to pick up the signal, then iHeartMedia works. Although we've gotten a couple emails lately that some of our friends from Florida are having trouble getting the show on iHeartMedia. They're picking it up on podcast, and they said to send thank you to John Elliott and the staff in the office for making sure those radio shows go up, because that's how they're listening. They're not getting it through iHeart. If you're having trouble with iHeartMedia, of course, if you're having trouble, you're probably not hearing this. For any of our deaf listeners, okay, what? That's a head scratcher. Kind of like, why do they have Braille instructions on drive-through ATMs? I said that to a lady a couple days ago, and she went, "No, they don't." And then I saw her yesterday, and she went, "They do. It's crazy." I went through the ATM, and I actually saw that they have they do. If you have somebody that you care about that's further afield, all they need to do to listen to our show is go on our website. Go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. Hit the Listen Live button. And if they have a question, hit the Ask Gene button, and they are fully engaged, fully engaged. And really, really excited to be able to serve them as well. We have listeners literally now from coast to coast. Speaking of coast to coast, the folks in California, goodness gracious. We have a more personal appreciation now, of course, because our daughter, Allie, and her husband, Mike, are in L.A. And you would say, well, at least, you know, the city of L.A. is safe from these wildfires. No. Griffith Park, which is the north end of West Hollywood and the base of the mountain where Griffith Observatory resides, and the LA Zoo. They had to evacuate animals from the LA Zoo because a wildfire started in the park. And it's relatively rugged terrain. They were having a great deal of difficulty getting that under control. There is no safety, so to speak, I guess, anywhere throughout the state. Diane and I just returned Thursday morning from California, from Napa, the Napa Valley. We were there. I assure you, we were only there on diligent business, and that the fact that we were in wine country had nothing to do. Silly, come on, don't be ridiculous. gorgeous part of the state. I really enjoyed San Francisco because I didn't spend any time there. I have no interest. I sadly, many years ago, enjoyed San Francisco, and from all the reports that I get from folks who have traveled there in recent years, there's just there are certain reasons you would want to go, and then there are dozens more why you wouldn't. So flew in. We took a car service directly to Napa Valley, and spent some time there. Learned a great deal. We spend time every year with other advisors that we care about and respect, share some ideas. In this case, we shared some ideas and a fair amount of wine. So, by the way, the more the wine, the more the ideas. I'm not saying the quality of the ideas goes up, but there is a certain quantity that does increase. And especially after the third bottle, as I've noticed. But our hearts, our prayers go out to the folks struggling so very much in California. So many lives lost, so many lives impacted, entire towns burned to the ground. It's very difficult to get your head around. But our prayers go to them. Our prayers absolutely go to them. So please join us this morning. You're not just part of More Than Money. You are the heart of More Than Money. We're not like the other financial radio shows where all you hear every 90 seconds is, call me now, call me now, call me now, call my 800 number, call my 800 number, because I have something I want to sell you. Oh, they don't actually say that, do they? I want to sell. No, they don't actually say that part. But I'm fairly convinced that my audience, because the average IQ of my audience is significantly higher, I think they can read between. I think they can hear between the lines, and they understand. But hear your questions, your concerns, your financial goals, and queries are most important to us. So please join us. Again, 610-720-7900. Where's my housekeeping? That's what we kept asking at the hotel. Where is housekeeping? Oh, my gosh. Veterans Day tomorrow. Very important day. Appropriate. It only happens, every 7 years that it occurs on Sunday. But it's an appropriate day. If you spend some time in prayer, you spend some time in church, you spend some time praying for the souls of those who have sacrificed everything so that we can be free. I'm certain that all of your angst, all of your concerns, appropriate in my opinion, about what's going on in Washington and politics and politics beyond Washington, just unbelievable. There are days, I absolutely am certain, that you question whether or not the sacrifices that so many brave men and women have made on our behalf are worth it. I'm sure you do. I'm sure there are days that are at the very least moments where you see some things on TV and you go, please. Men and women fought and died so that those idiots can do that. And by the way, it doesn't matter which side of the political spectrum you're on. Those idiots doing that, that's broad enough. Fill in the blanks. You can fill in any blank you want. Because there's plenty of idiots to go around, and there's plenty of, sadly, doing that to go around, to be mortified by, to be embarrassed by, to be demoralized by. Fortunately, there's also plenty of really good stuff going on. Plenty of really good stuff going on. Thank God. Thank God. The election, I think that's enough. Napa, you already heard we were there. The markets, volatile indeed. But since the election, they've been volatile to the upside. Over 500 points to the upside. Interesting. How about oil? Have you noticed the price of oil? And people go, no. Well, no. Why would you? There are very few of us that get up in the morning and go, I wonder what a barrel of crude oil is going for today. But then some of us do. 6 weeks ago, a barrel of crude oil, about $72 a barrel, closed yesterday under $60 a barrel. You don't think that domestic production in the United States expanding can have a dramatic impact on the price of oil? To be fair, I haven't really seen appropriate drop at the pumps yet. Have you noticed that gasoline is much, much, much cheaper yet? Yeah, I haven't seen that either. But, at least in theory, it should be on its way. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Scott, if you are listening, you just sent me an email about emails to More Than Money, and the answer to your question is yes. And it's Greg, G-R-E-G. And I will answer your email on the break. But hopefully, if you're listening, if you're looking for Greg's email, it's greg@askmtm.com, G-R-E-G, at askmtm.com. Shall we have a little fun to start the show today? John doesn't care if we have fun.
Why start now? Oh, sure.
Why? That was hurtful, but really well delivered. I said, should we have some fun? And John said, why should we start now? For something different. Okay. See that? It's called texture. Show segments do different things. Okay. That's very hurtful. Okay. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Well done, sir. Well done. Well played, as they say. I received, now, for those of you who have been longtime listeners, first of all, thank you. You're very, very kind to spend time with me. I absolutely appreciate that. And my audience is literally, they mean the world to me. I've had the opportunity over now, we're coming up on 30 years, of meeting so many of you, so wonderful, so kind, so generous, so smart, so committed to America and so committed to such wonderful things, fabulous, that when we get complaints, some people think, oh, that's horrible. No, it can be a little bit of fun. This is how, now that's how a certain mental approach happens. To be fair, it's pretty rare. We might get an email here or there that says, hey, we heard this. We weren't really, really sure. We heard this. We didn't agree. Whatever. It's kind of rare. I remember 5 or 6 years ago, we got a letter at the office that was just one of the most vile things I've ever read in my entire life. I had so much fun with that. Oh my goodness. It was remarkable. And you know what? I get that I'm certain that there are people who, if they are on radio or if they have a TV show, that if they get a complaint that there's there's an offense. I suppose I get that. And perhaps it's the kind of twisted nature of how I approach things that I have some fun with that. So, John, are you ready for the email I received? Young lady, my husband and I enjoy watching More Than Money. It's from my TV show. Mm-hmm. But are disappointed in your promotion of Trump. We are degrees in economics and finance. Now, I'm assuming they have degrees, they earn degrees. But and sometimes people get excited and their grammar is not, and spell check is not always grammar check. We are degrees in economics and finance and usually agree with much of what you say until your recommendation of The Art of the Deal. Do you remember that book? 40 years ago. I had to look it up to when it came out. Crazy. We have caught several pro-Trump comments coming from you, which we find greatly distasteful. If you continue touting your personal political views, we will complain publicly about your show. Enough. And I say it that way because it has like 9 exclamation points. That's so good. Just for fun, I thought I would share with you my answer. Just for fun. Dear, and I use their appropriate names, thank you for watching More Than Money, and thank you for your email. It's a nice start. I appreciate all my viewers, even the ones that disagree with my personal opinions. See, this is nice. If you agree with much of what I say, I consider myself very lucky indeed. It troubles me when someone tells me they agree with everything I say. I figure anything more than about half is a bonus. That's pretty honest, because, hey, there's some stuff I said I don't even agree with. What? Of course, neither of us agrees with everything President Trump says. I am in favor of much of President Trump's policies. With degrees in economics and finance, I am sure you agree with both his economic and financial policies, and more importantly, the wonderful results these policies have produced since his election. Right about now, I'm thinking they're getting a little tight. I don't recall recommending The Art of the Deal. If I did, I misspoke. I likely read it 40 years ago, but I certainly don't remember a single thing about it. If indeed I did say President Trump is an excellent negotiator, that sounds about right. As for publicly complaining about my show, that is certainly your right. If by enough you mean you've had enough of me being open, honest, transparent, personally sharing, and completely committed to bringing my audience as much quality personal or financial information as I can, well, that isn't going to happen. If that means you can no longer endure my show, I shall miss you. But I hope you will tolerate my occasional expressions of personal opinion in favor of enjoying what I believe is about 99% of my show that simply shares good ideas that might help our viewers. Thank you again for your email. Though we apparently disagree on some political notions, I am very certain I would not find either of you greatly distasteful. I suspect you are both delightful. Nice. See? That's how that's done. 610-720-7900. Are we going to line one first?
Actually, before we do that, yes. There's a comment that I just handed you.
Yes.
A young lady.
Okay. Oh, very good. Young lady calling, said gas prices are dropping in Mukunji.
Yeah.
Nice. Of course, I have to drive all the way out there. That's going to burn like 4.5 gallons. All right, I made that up. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to John. John, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can. Okay. How may we serve you?
Yeah, I agree. I think gas prices are going down.
Great.
I'm up in Tamaqua, though, so you'll have to drive all the way up.
I like Tamaqua. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hey, did you ever hear of I heard about a equity sharing with a mortgage where if you put 10% down, the mortgage company will give you 10% and you don't pay anything on it at all, but you have an agreement where you give them 35% of the gain on the house when you sell your house. Could be 20 years from now, could be 30 years from now.
Yep.
35% of the gain.
Right.
Apparently it's been used in other states and it's just coming out in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Any thoughts?
Yeah, it's been around a long time. And when I say a long time, I'm talking about going back to the Jimmy Carter era when interest rates, the mortgage rates were so insanely high that lots of folks just simply gave up. And lots of folks simply couldn't qualify. And then it reappeared, particularly out on the West Coast, where mortgages are just crazy because the prices are so crazy. If we in Napa, we looked at a real estate brochure for a 1,300 square foot home, two bedrooms, one bath, 1,300 square foot home, roughly the size of your garage, $1.4 million.
Yeah.
So if you could save $140,000 and have your 10% down payment, this company is saying we'll give you the other 10%. It's not actually a gift, it's an equity contribution. So that's right. An important distinction. And as a result, the mortgage reads exactly what you just said. 35%, I've heard numbers anywhere from 15 to 40. And you're absolutely right. It doesn't require that you sell your home in any particular time. The old ones did require either that it be sold or refinanced within often 5 years. The ones that I have seen of late don't. So they kick in an extra 10%. Your mortgage payments as a result are lower because you're borrowing less money. But when you do exit the property, in addition to the interest that you paid on the mortgage, you cough up 35%. For some folks, I think it's a wonderful idea, particularly relatively younger folks, and particularly folks who are going to be in a property relatively short period of time, so that if the gain is going to be, say, over a two-year period, you're going to give up 35%, but it's going to be a relatively small number. Maybe as you're walking your way from a starter home up to the next level. But if for most folks, if they're looking at a longer period of time, it's not likely a great deal.
Well, one thing I think about it is the thought behind it that real estate prices are going to go up quite a bit. I mean, the company wouldn't be doing it if they didn't think prices were going up. Which is good, I think, you know, for everybody that owns a house.
Oh, there's no question about that. Now, keeping in mind, of course, that if you talk universally, real estate prices are going to go up. Most people are going to agree with that. If you talk real estate prices, though, everyone that's got some experience will tell you they are very, very localized. So there are certain parts of Pennsylvania that the property values, the Lehigh Valley has experienced wonderful growth, especially over the last few years. But there are parts even of Pennsylvania where the real estate prices literally have not gone up for 15 or 20 years. So I wouldn't take this offer as kind of a blanket endorsement that your home's going to do
true.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And as a matter of fact, this company, they check out every house before they enter into the agreement. And some areas they say they won't do it, and some they will. So, everyone has a different number assigned to it. But they find that out pretty quickly. But, yeah, you're right about that. I agree.
Well, I appreciate your phone call very much, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. It's a very interesting idea. What do they say? There's nothing new under the sun. Everything's got kind of a tie back to something that has happened in the past. Interesting, very interesting indeed. And lots of fun to talk about. Again, is it right for everybody? No, don't you talk so foolish now. I got that from Gunther. And he's insisting I give it back. Is it right for everybody? No, but California is a great example. Just getting your foot in the door is very hard. And for many of you listening, in my generation or the next older generation, the term starter house was very common. People often bought a home that was modest, home that needed a lot of fixing up, maybe a home that wasn't in the perfect location for them, but it got their foot in the door. They started making mortgage payments instead of rent payments. They started paying down their mortgage, building equity. If the real estate values went up, they started building more equity, and then they were able to move from the starter home to the next level, do that 4 or 5 years, move from that level maybe to their final home. Although, to be perfectly honest, lots of our clients tell us wonderful stories about we're 71 years old. We bought our starter home 48 years ago, we're still living in it. So they found that being frugal was way more fun than moving up and having a bigger house. Great, great fun. Natalie Merchant says we've got to take our first break of the show. That gives us 90 more minutes to answer your questions. You are the most important part of our show. So please call us 610-720-7900 or send us an email, gene@askmtm.com. And if you are further afield, just simply log on to morethanmoneyonline.com and listen to our show through our website. Folks, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with you after this on More Than Money.
I'm giving for your kindness. I made debt to you, and I never could have come this far without you. I'm over your head now. I confound you and astound you.
But I'm back to offer explanations. Are you limping over there? You got a limp? Oh, okay. Sorry. Welcome back. You've got more than money. John's got, well, he'll be all right. Well, maybe. Oh, goodness. He said something about he might have to amplify his, oh no, amputate. That's totally a different idea. Welcome back to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. We are live. It is November the 10th. It's an interesting day out there. There for a while, for 10 minutes, it was raining. The wind was blowing pretty good. Now I see tons of blue skies, so I guess we're going to have a kind of an up and down day, but way better than last night. Man, it rained and rained and rained. We were at a birthday party for a young friend of ours, just turning 16. Happy birthday, Julianne. And her brother Jimmy and her family and pastor and his wife and some friends. It was great fun. Went to one of those hibachis where they set the place on fire before they cook your food. Hey, I think I look good with one eyebrow. Just shouldn't have leaned in quite so much. Welcome back. If you have a question for us, 610-720-7900. I think I took care of Scott. I've got a couple emails that I'm going to address here momentarily. So 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, and log on to morethanmoneyonline.com. Gentlemen, yes, gentlemen writes, great job you're doing. Thanks for your service to us consumers. You're very, very welcome. It's my honor. I'm thinking about a partial rollover from a 401k to a Roth IRA. I understand the tax liability for the conversion. I know also about the increase in Medicare B premiums as your income increases over various limits. Are there any other cost traps which I should be aware associated with the conversion? Thanks in advance. Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for the email. It's a very interesting idea, and for everybody listening out there, let me give you, I'm picking numbers. Obviously, this gentleman did not give me numbers, so I'll give you numbers just because it's sometimes easier to kind of absorb a demonstration. So let's say that this gentleman has $300,000 in his 401k, and he wishes to convert part of that, into a Roth IRA. The rules say he can convert all of it, $300,000. Any part of it, $500, or anywhere in the middle. So there's tremendous flexibility here. He's absolutely correct, however, there are rules that Medicare premiums are based on income, and there are brackets, not too dissimilar from income tax brackets. So just as you would want to be concerned about the income tax liability if you convert a block of a 401k, for example, let's say your typical taxable income is $50,000 and you decide to convert the entire 300, your new taxable income is $350,000 and your tax bracket jumps to the top of the heap. By the way, in this case, being on the top of the heap is not a good thing. They take a lot of money. But on in the increments, as you walk up the ladder towards the highest tax rates, there are windows. There are windows. So the opportunity to pay less tax on a partial conversion and maybe doing conversions over a number of years is a very interesting one. Because if your taxable income indeed is $50,000, say you're married, and your next tax bracket doesn't hit for another, I'm picking a number, $30,000, you could do a partial conversion, take $30,000 of our $300,000, convert it to a Roth, stay in the same income tax bracket, pay a relatively modest amount of money in income taxes. Doing pretty well. You'll need to compare the brackets for Medicare premiums as well to see if there's a window, an opportunity for you to do a partial conversion and stay under those limits where your premiums pop. Beyond that, are there additional hidden costs? Not that I'm aware of. There are circumstances where taxpayers are receiving governmental benefits, and some of those benefits could be lost if they have higher income, but that typically doesn't apply to someone who has a substantial 401k or a substantial income tax challenge. So that's not an issue that I've got extreme concern about. But the bracket issue, pretty straightforward. The numbers are available online. Just Google Medicare premium brackets. You'll find those. If you have your tax return done by a professional, not a terrible idea to make a phone call. 10 or 15 minute conversation should get you your answer relatively quickly. What do they say? The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. In this case, it's the Lord taketh away, the Lord giveth. Because even though initially you may face some either increased cost or at least some increased hassle in doing a partial conversion, later, past age 70, you are reducing the hassle and reducing your tax because you will have a smaller number subject to the required minimum distribution. Let's again use the same example, $300,000. Let's assume for a moment that $30,000 per year conversion works well, both for Medicare and Medicaid purposes. By the time we get to age 70, assuming that we're 65, we've converted roughly half of our $300,000 to a Roth. So if we had left things untouched at age 70, our required minimum distribution would have been about $11,000, and now it's only $5,500. Wow. And it will get better and better because you can continue to do conversions thereafter. So by age 70, you no longer have required minimum distributions. And as a result, your income tax bill is going to be very low for as long as you live. That's a pretty cool deal. Particularly if you are following the same mental or physical approach that I am, which is I don't ever intend to die. Sadly, my wife refers to that as the cockroach mentality. You just can't kill them. No matter how hard she tries, she just can't. You've heard of plan A, and then you have to go to plan B. She's on plan double T now. Come on. If you have longevity in your, of course, no one has a guarantee. Only God knows. And he ain't telling. So, sure, you could have, both parents live to be 104. Tell that to the bus that hit you. if you're playing the probabilities, if you've got longevity in your family, if you're in good health and keep yourself in good health, the idea that after age 75, which 50 years ago meant 10 years after you were dead, it could mean today at age 75, you've got 25 more years or longer of tax-free. Pretty interesting idea. Good for you, sir. Good for you, sir. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Now, let me check this email. That one looks good. This gentleman writes, oh, reminds me that tomorrow's Veterans Day has a special significance. It's 100 years exactly from the end of World War One. And despite rumors that have been spreading around, no, I didn't serve in World War One. I mentioned that I'm in the Air Force. People go, really? Those biplanes were so cool. Okay, that's hurtful. So the Wright brothers, were they really close to you? All right, come on. That's hurtful. No, it's not. Come on, it's great fun. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Okay, we're good there. We're good there. Another email. I have an annuity. It was started in 2009. I can't put any more money in this account because this type of account is no longer available. That is often the case. There are certain companies that issue annuities they call them versions. It's almost like model years. You know, can you buy a brand new model year 2009 Chevy Cruze? No. And why would you want to? No, because they don't make them anymore. I am guaranteed 7% on my money. The account is diversified. The risk tolerance is moderate. Since I'm 73, I have to withdraw a certain amount every year. Apparently, this is an IRA. Which I take out of another annuity after signing a waiver to do this. Right now, I withdraw about $10,000 to $12,000 a year, which is taxed. I don't think I can turn this account over into an IRA to get away from the taxes. There's about $124,000 in the account now. I've been told I should not have any of my money invested in the stock market since I'm over age 70. Do you have any suggestions on this? And let me know if you need any more information. Well, thank you. Very nice email from a very nice young lady. Young lady, you're getting really incomplete advice. And I'm being polite when I say incomplete. I'm not clear at all that you're getting good advice. I'm very clear that you're getting you're not getting the advice you need. That part I'm very clear about. The part about whether it's whoever you're talking to is either incompetent or worse. I don't know. You absolutely have to sit with a financial advisor that understands annuities, understands taxation. The annuity contract that she mentions, I did not announce on air, but I know the contract. I'm familiar with the contract. You are not being guaranteed 7%. You simply are not. That doesn't make this a bad contract, but you're not being guaranteed 7%. You've been told you shouldn't have any money in the stock market since you're over age 70. The words poo-poo caca come to mind. In fact, depending on your health, you might very well want to have, 50 or 60% of your money in the stock market. Of course, depending on your situation, the term "it depends" is very appropriate. No question about it. But if someone told you, particularly if an advisor told you, that you shouldn't have any money in the stock market because you're over age 70, that advisor is incompetent, ignorant, unprofessional, yada, yada, yada. Fill in the blanks. All of the blanks, by the way, are negative. Because age is not the determining factor of whether you should have money in the stock market. So anybody that references, hey, because of your age, you shouldn't, they're incompetent or worse. So you've got to sit with a financial advisor and review this. Now, you mentioned taking money out and it's taxed. That makes sense. It sounds like this is an IRA. You don't think you can turn this account over into an IRA to get away from the taxes. Moving money into an IRA never gets away from the taxes. If you're required under law to take a required minimum distribution, it's going to be taxed. Period. And depending on your bracket, it might be taxed very, very modestly. Some folks are taking RMDs and paying no tax because that's their tax bracket. Others, of course, are paying very high taxes, but it is not, one does not follow the other. If it sounds like I'm a little frustrated because this very nice lady is not getting the information she needs to make informed decisions that are in her best interest. So I'm strongly encouraging you, please get yourself to a financial advisor who can explain what you have and explain to you what you need to do. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Gentleman writes in an email, I just got a letter from the IRS saying I owe a very large tax bill. Oh, yuck. At least he got a letter. It's not a scam. Phone calls. We're from the IRS. Scam. Next. I wish I would get those calls. I just think it would be so much fun. I want to pay it. I want to pay it now, and I want to pay it in cash. Where can I meet you? I don't want to be in trouble with the IRS. Where can I meet you? I'll bring cash. And what? And iTunes cards. Yeah, there you go. PayPal. No, I want to pay cash. I want to give you a big bucket of cash. Where can I meet you? And then I recall three or four of my closest friends who are either current or former chiefs of police. Bring some of your gun collection with you. This could be fun. My guess is it wouldn't ever happen, but it's in my mind, that's great fun, which sadly tells you a little bit about my mind. Anyway, I just got a letter from the IRS saying I owe quite a large tax bill. It isn't, the letter isn't very easy to understand. That is true, by the way. Letters from the IRS that are simply saying, here's what you reported, here's what we changed, send us money. They are not easy to understand. And so I'm with you. But I think it says I didn't take my required minimum distributions from my IRAs, but I did. I have three IRAs, a small one at my bank that's paying almost nothing, one with a broker that's doing pretty well, and my 401k with my old company is doing very well. I used a calculator I found online, took the money from the bank, the lowest rate of return, the one that had the lowest rate of return, and had the bank take income taxes out before they sent it to me. Sounds pretty straightforward. I think the IRS is wrong. Do I need a professional to help me fight this? The answer is yes, you absolutely do. But not for the reason you think. If I am correct, how foolish of me to even start that way. Because I am correct. Oh, I couldn't even keep a straight face. If I am correct, I think what has happened here is, yes, you have three IRAs. No, I apologize. No, you don't have three IRAs. You have two IRAs and a 401k. You took your RMD from, you calculated the RMD for all three. I understand that. You took it from the account that's doing poorly. That's great, except the RMD rules are different for a 401k. And if I'm reading your email correctly, your 401k is still with your old company, still a 401k, not an IRA. And as a result, the IRS requires you to take an RMD from your two IRAs and specifically an RMD from your 401k. Now, for all of you out there who are over age 70 and have a 401k, this applies to you. except if you're still working. If you're still working and still making contributions to your 401k, you don't have to take an RMD. You do from your IRAs, but not from your 401k. But in this case, gentleman's retired. He's not working. He's got a 401k. He's got two IRAs. He didn't know the rule. Now, here's why you need professional help to quote unquote fight this. If you have a tax preparation professional, an enrolled agent, a certified enrolled agent, a CPA, a certified public accountant, assist you, they might be able to get you a waiver because the tax, you say quite a large tax bill, does not surprise me. It's quite large. It very, very likely includes penalties. At the very least, a tax professional can help you navigate the negotiation process. If you or they on your behalf can communicate to the IRS, look, we paid the right tax. We just took it from the wrong account. They might get them to waive the penalties. And if they can show that the tax is correct, they might also get to waive any interest and fees that you may owe on tax. So, yes, I think you need a professional. Sadly, you may still end up owing, but if your professional is successful at negotiating with the IRS and demonstrating that you in good faith paid the appropriate tax, they may be able to waive the penalties, and that may help. And they may also be able to counsel you about how to handle this going forward. By the way, one of the easiest ways to handle this going forward is to do one of two things. Either roll all of your accounts into one IRA. Now you're easy. Or if your 401k will permit it, and not all do because you're retired, but if they will permit it, you could roll all your IRAs into your 401k. So you could actually go the opposite way that most folks do. If you really like your 401k, if you think you're getting very, very good returns for a very, very low cost, that might be a way to go. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. John tells me we have about 4 minutes, 3 minutes to go. So I want to make sure... here, we'll do this one. This one's quick. Folks talk often about putting money into their investments. And we often talk about how 401ks are remarkably effective at that because they automatically take money out of your paycheck. They automatically put it into your investments, and they do it on a regular basis. That is the absolute definition of dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging is identifying investments that you want to own, putting a regular amount of money into them over a period of time, like every 2 weeks. And some days that you invest, the stock market's high and the share prices are a little high. Some days the stock market just dropped 800 points and the share prices are a little low. And on average, the dollars that you put in, on average, see how they got dollar cost averaging? On average, you're going to get some very good prices, and you're going to do very well over time. The reverse is true as well. And this is where a lot of folks scratch their head in retirement. They say, hey, we've saved all this money. Now we want to spend some of it. How do we get it out? Should we sell a big block of it? And slow your jets. Cool your jets. Slow your horses. You get the idea. Take a deep breath. No, what you want to do is reverse dollar cost average. You want to take money out in relatively smaller increments over a very long period of time, hopefully, likely, but hopefully measured in years. So no, you don't pull every dollar out, sit there and just put it at zero. You take money out regular basis over many, many years. And over many, many years, with any luck at all, your probability is much, much better that your investments do better. Fantastic. Natalie Merchant says we got to take a break. And that gives us top of the hour news. and all the information you need to be informed for this weekend. And then when we return, we'll answer your questions. 610-720-7900. We'll answer your emails, gene@askmtm.com. We'll do all that on More Than Money.